This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. The generosity of a founding father of Garden City, Kansas, has been reflected through his son's gift to current and future generations.
For more than 125 years, the Finnup family has played a major role in the good life of Finney County and western Kansas. Immigrating with his family from Germany in 1845, Frederick Finnup spent his boyhood in Ohio learning the cabinet-making trade. After serving in the Union Army in the Civil War, he moved his wife, Wilhelmina, and three children to settle in the new town of Garden City, just 6 days after the town site was platted. The Finnups established a hardware and general mercantile business, and by the early 1900s, son George had started a land business. As various enterprises prospered, the Finnups began a tradition of generosity that has never stopped, and they used much of their wealth to make western Kansas a better place to live. One of the best-loved and most-used gifts to the community came into being when George Finnup offered a tract of land to be used as a recreation area for future generations. He asked that it serve as a memorial to his father and that it bear his father's name. On May 8, 1919, after initial planning and paperwork was completed, 105 acres was deeded to Garden City for the establishment of Frederick Finnup Park. Located south of the railroad tracks and depot and bordered on its south side by the Arkansas River, the development of roads, walking paths, and picnic areas began that summer. The following year, the city received a shipment of 1,000 trees of various kinds to be planted in the park. In 1922, several improvements were underway, including a series of flower beds and landscaped areas, the digging of the enormous swimming pool that would ultimately become a major Garden City attraction, and the beginning of a series of outdoor band concerts presented free of charge each year. In 1927, Finnup Park became the home of the Garden City Zoo, later named Lee Richardson Zoo. With the purchase of an ancient lioness sold to the city fathers by a circus that was traveling through the area. The animal, named Victoria, became a favorite attraction for children and grown-ups alike, and soon a growing menagerie of animals was displayed in the park. Over the years, the park has grown in size and stature, housing military weapons displays, tennis courts, and even a miniature train that provided transportation through the park and zoo for many years. It has become home to the Finney County Historical Museum, the Historical Society Library, and the historic Pleasant Valley Schoolhouse. One of the most recent additions to the Finnup Center for Conservation Education, with its natural displays, classrooms, and conference areas. For three generations, the Finnup family remained in Garden City. The grandchildren of Frederick Finnup established the Finnup Foundation Trust, a source of funds which continues to support many worthwhile projects and reflects the generosity and pioneer spirit that Frederick Finnup brought to Kansas more than a century ago. Thanks to Pat Fishback and the Finney County Historical Society for contributing material for this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Gay Morgan in Garden City, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historians, historical societies, and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains History. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.